The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of a poet who wrote for the newspapers, wrote for the Detroit Free Press, and was syndicated in 300 newspapers around the country, wrote more than 11,000 poems. Edgar Guest, born in Birmingham, England, in 1881. The man who wrote the line, "Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a smile replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried." The 1812 Overture of Tchaikovsky was first performed on this day in 1882, at the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow, a piece commemorating Russia's defense in 1812 at the Battle of Borodino, 15 minutes long with 16 cannon shots, which begins with a Russian Orthodox hymn and moves through military themes, and which has become a very popular piece for the 4th of July up in Boston and in Chicago as well. It's the birthday of the poet Heather McHugh, born in San Diego in 1948, who started writing poems when she was a small child, entered Harvard at the age of 16, and published her first poem in The New Yorker. Heather McHugh, who said, "My whole work is to catch the word by surprise, sneaking up on language, sneaking up on the world as it lurks in words." And it's the birthday of H.P. Lovecraft, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1890, who wrote science fiction, fantasy, and horror genre fiction that back in his day was called simply weird fiction. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Hamby entitled "Thus Spake the Mockingbird." The mockingbird says, "Hallelujah, Coreopsis, I make the day bright, I wake the night blooming jasmine, I am the duodecimo of desperate love, the hocus-pocus passion flower of delirious retribution. You never saw such a bird, such a triage of blood and feathers, tongue and bone. Oh, the world is a sad address, bitterness melting the tongues of babies, breasts full of accidental milk. But I can teach the flowers to grow, take their tight buds, unfurl them like flags in the morning heat, fat banners of scent, flat platters of riot on the emerald scene. I am the green god of pine trees, conducting the music of rustling needle through a harp of wind. I am the heart of men, the wild bird that drives their sex, forges their engines, jimmies their shattered locks and the dark flare where midnight slinks. I am the careless minx in the skirts of women, the bright moon caressing their hair, the sharp words pouring from their beautiful mouths in boardrooms, on barstools, in big city laundrettes. I am Lester Young's sidewinding sacks, sending that Pony Express message out west in the Marconi tube, hidden in every torso tied tight in the corset of do and don't, high and low, yes and no. I am the radio, first god of the 20th century, broadcasting the news, the blues, the death counts, the mothers wailing when everyone's gone home. I am sweeping through the Eustachian tube of the great plains, transmitting through every ear of corn, shimmying down the spine of every Bible-thumping banker and bureaucrat, relaying the anointed word of the shimmering world. Every dirty foot that walks the broken streets moves on my wings. I speak from the golden screens, hear the roar of my discord murdering the trees, screaming its furious rag, the fuselage of my revival tent brag. Open your windows, slip on your castanets. I am the flamenco in the heel of desire. I am the dancer, I am the choir. Hear my wild throat crowd the exploding sky. Oh, I can make a noise." Poem to Radio by Barbara Hamby. "Thus Spake the Mockingbird," published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.